This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It wasn't enough. Forget who, get her to. I was richer. Ain't that some? All right, folks, you know what time it is. Thursdays, 1 o'clock. Get it off your chest. Whoever you're mad at, whatever you'd like to make clear to the world is incorrect. This is your opportunity.
Can't get you there.
I rarely go first, but I'd like to go first in this case.
Go ahead.
Was everyone prepared?
Yeah.
We need to focus on the task ahead. Bleep you to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Bleep them.
Bleep them. Bleep them, bleep them, bleep them. All right.
Bleep, bleep.
Now we will go to the phone lines. Owen is in Gaithersburg. Owen, who you mad at, dude?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
TNT and their broadcast for lowering the crowd noise. It's absolutely ridiculous when I'm sitting at home watching, trying to enjoy the game and get as close as possible from my living room, and I can't even hear the crowd cheer when we score the winning goal.
What, in hockey you're saying, right? Because you don't have to lower the crowd noise in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's not overpowering. What game was that
a
problem?
And it's absolutely the worst thing.
I didn't know that, but that...
When was that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think.
If you watch a clip of a TNT replay and what happened when we played Montreal and they had a Sportsnet, the crowd noise is completely louder in a Sportsnet broadcast than it is in TNT because they turn it down.
That's really interesting. That sucks. I'm not into that at all.
Yeah, I love.
I like crowd noise. Now maybe... Apparently, the Bell Center was so nuts, maybe they had to do something there, but that's a good call. Thanks, Owen. Sorry, dude. That sucks.
Yep.
We will keep it going. Jim in Manassas is mad about something. Jim, what are you mad about?
B-Mix, Finley, Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing on this warm Thursday afternoon?
We're good, brother.
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm solid, man, but unfortunately, I got bleeped the entire program, and particularly J.P. Finley.
Why?
Oh, man. Y'all, so I love you, boys. I've been listening to
you. We called caps in five. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, and I commend you for that. But I've listened to y'all since 2021 when you came on. And I swear, every week, no, every day to a T, there's at least one occurrence of, hey, Beamus, or hey, Lampo, check this out. What? Oh, never mind. I'll tell you off the air. Hey, look what this person said. Oh, never mind. I'll tell you off the air. Hey, I know it may not be FCC appropriate, but man, we want to know what y'all talking about too. Why are you teasing us, man? That's all I got to say, man.
We probably take it as close to the limit as we can, and perhaps
No. You probably take it close to the limit as you can. Nobody else pushes the limit like you.
Push it to the limit. You know what, Jim? No, thank you for that phone call. But I don't think I do that often.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You guys also get mad at me at some of the random stuff I bring up. So
yeah,
maybe...
but you should know what you can't bring up before you must say, you know what?
Phone lines are open. It is a Bleep You Thursday, 800-636-1067. Let's go to our guy Joop is on the line. Joop, you mad at the chat? What's going
what up,
on Joop? In the chat?
Yeah,
White
man,
Brian's supposed to be in charge of the chat now.
Especially Scotty G and Sir Titus Jones. They was joning on me, and I'm innocent. I ain't do nothing wrong.
So what did they say about you?
It's like, nah, we was all joning. I just got to do this regularly to bleep the chat. This was something
all right,
love.
All right, Joop, now you got me looking at the chat. Why is Captain Todd said bleep JP's brown Cadillac man suit? What the hell does that mean?
Did you have a brown suit on?
I had like a tan suit on.
So he called it a man suit.
What does that mean?
I don't know what the hell that means.
Joop, what does that mean?
Captain Todd, what the hell does that mean?
I'm lost just as lost as you, JP.
Yeah, the chat is wild.
Hey, we wear more than just blue, gray, and black.
Yeah, you guys are always giving me a hard time for wearing blue and gray, so I wore brown, a tan. I don't think I looked bad. I don't get why it's a Cadillac suit. But
as long as it wasn't doo-doo brown, you're all right.
It was not. All right, so they're saying it's when I interviewed Harris. Did you see that video at all?
Yeah, I did.
Did you notice my suit?
I noticed your suit that day because you were doing it.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing it the whole day.
I thought you looked kind of cool.
Yeah. I got zero negative complaints in person.
Man, Captain Todd.
Bleep you, Captain
Todd.
Yeah,
there you go. Bleep you, son.
All right, let's go to we're going out west. Derek is in San Diego. All right, D.
Oh, we're going way west.
Who you mad at?
Hey, good morning, JP and B. Mitch.
How you doing, man?
Good. So my bleep you is to you, JP.
Damn, JP.
Yo, the segment has just turned
into... You taking shrapnel all day?
What did I do to you? You live in San Diego. It's nice out there.
All right, so you know how you normally go. At the end of the show, I'll owe you a beer.
It's a beer, non-transferable, non-refundable,
but
non-
you said every show,
non-stackable.
Though.
A beer.
I understand
come out
that.
To Rude headquarters. We got coolers.
Dude in San Diego, Jay.
Well. All
right. So this goes back to when you came out here 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
okay.
This was my opportunity to finally to cash in on you because I rarely go home back to D.C. But you didn't have a show that Thursday, so I couldn't even ask you where exactly were you going to be in San Diego. So this is actually that bleep you from that Thursday, which was 3 weeks ago.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on right now. I'm holding a scaldingly hot piece of brisket.
And, nah, that's beef. That's beef.
Okay.
I agree about that.
Thank you for clarifying, B.
It's brisket. Is it burnt in?
All right. Just please, someone grab me a napkin. But two,
Jay, why is it burning you? Didn't burn Chris. Didn't burn me.
Those you guys just ate it. I had to speak, Derek. Dog, I would have liked to get a beer with you. I was there with my family. I kept a very low profile, so I didn't really go out. Next trip out west, and we'll be. You know what? The odds are overwhelming. The odds are whelming that we'll be in L.A. this fall. The Commanders play the Chargers. Maybe we'll try to set up like a West Coast B. Mitch and Finley happy hour.
Oh, no, add me into it. You owe all these people beer. I owe them nothing.
I owe them all a beer.
Well, if 1,000 people come, you owe 1,000 beers.
All right. Well, I'll try to figure that out.
Right? I don't owe them a damn thing. If I see you, if you made it this far, I owe you a glass of water.
It's my understanding, Jeff Too Funny, Jeff Walker.
Yes,
celebrity.
I actually have two bleep yous. First, I want to shout them out first. Shout out to Rude. But I want to bleep all their employees that's walking around in this
cowboy gear.
There's
a lot of cowboy fans out here.
It's making me sick. Like,
I appreciate my man in the Commander's hat at least.
Yeah,
this is the one dude wearing burgundy and gold.
Yeah, and these cowboy shirts making me sick. And then my second one is bleep you to all the people that's with this one man. I mean, this one gorilla versus 100 men that's making a gorilla seem like it's has unlimited stamina. That gorilla is going to get tired. 100 men can beat the gorilla. 20 might die first, or 30 might die. But the thing is, the 100 men will win.
I told him the day when we were talking about it, soon as that gorilla rips somebody's face off, 30 of them dudes gone. They ain't fighting the gorilla no more.
But he's going to get tired.
No, he won't, because
so
what I'm trying to tell you,
I got the men winning.
Human beings react to what they see. That gorilla going to rip somebody's damn face off. He going to rip somebody's neck off. And most of the people
rip
are
your
gone.
Arms off and beat
They're
you
not
him.
Fighting that gorilla no more, because once you see it happen, you backing up.
Soft.
Can I ask Landfill just
so
one?
I'm just telling you, if I have to fight the gorilla, I need a weapon. I'm not getting close to the damn gorilla.
I'm not fighting the gorilla. I just want to be clear. I'm out. I'm out.
See, the reason, Jeff, that stuff he's talking about, that he gonna be the first one to die.
Well,
he gonna believe he can get one up.
No, I'm gonna talk like 40 people up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, y'all can do it. And I'm going to be like number 8.
As soon as you see him
be
rip,
number 99.
When he pops somebody's eye out, you go in the other direction.
I'll be number 99.
Landfill, as the chief BS officer of the program, can I ask you one quick question?
Go for it.
Of all of the discourse surrounding 100 men versus one gorilla, of all the conversations, of everything we've heard about this incredibly inane internet topic, generally for the last week, what do you think of Jeff's only complaint is nobody points out the gorilla's lack of stamina?
I mean, he's not wrong. Yeah, I'm like factually correct. That thing would gas out. 100 people, you can't take them.
Yes, like
right, I, but
people are underestimating humans here.
But the thing
one
of it is,
gorilla.
First of all, you
we can take them.
No, we ain't. I'm not going.
The station could first take of all, a gorilla.
These guys are very good at HVAC.
You
gotta I don't know get, about fighting gorillas.
You got to get 100 people. You got 100 people that think as crazy as you do, or you got to get 100 people that are literally out their damn mind on some drugs. That gorilla, I'm telling you, if you see the gorilla rip somebody arm off, most people go in the other damn direction. They're not coming back. So you know what? Once you run out of the cage, you're gone. You're 50, you're gone. It ain't going to be 100 people fighting the gorilla.
When it's going to be zero people fighting the gorilla. It's insane. The whole discussion is insane.
Yeah, but still, I'm just trying to let you know, wild animals. You see them kill somebody, a human being will go, ain't going to be me. I'm out.
Dog, I get shook when a squirrel's too close. You think I'm fighting a gorilla?
What?
I can't agree with you.
Did you just admit that?
I don't like if a squirrel gets near me, I figure it's got rabies or something.
Go, it'll leave.
Unless it's a, but if a squirrel's acting up, it's I didn't even notice that. All right, we'll get back to bleep you. Everybody just wants to be mad at me, dude. G Man is in Landover Hills. What's up, G?
What's up, JP? What's up, boy?
What's up, brother?
Can I get
a little more, please?
No, I'm
go ahead, G. Who you mad at?
Yeah, man, I don't bleep the NBA, man.
Okay, why?
I know it's rules. The league implement the rules for the refs to foul, but, man, every little scuffle, it takes 30 minutes to review the, you know what I'm saying? What just
the
happened.
Reviews
you
suck.
All these refs out there. Man, that's all,
I think
man.
The refs try to be too much of the damn story.
I think the review, man. Yo, that's a good call, G. The reviews are only getting worse. Like, I'd almost rather have robot refs than deal with the reviews.
When somebody go 1-2, pivot, 1-2, and they don't call travel, you shouldn't review nothing.
Well, there was one review I liked. The review that went from Lakers ball to Anthony Edwards at the free throw line, where he then hit 2 free throws to cover the 2.5. That was a good review. All the rest of them suck. All right, fine. Let's get to the boy. People that want to say bleep you to me. Chuck is in Edgewater. What's up, Chuck?
Damn.
Hey, what's up, y'all? B-Mitch, you're amazing. I've always loved you. JP, bleep you, because me, my wife, and daughter were at the Caps game on Tuesday, and I let you cross in front of me there at the security guard as you're cutting around the side. And I said, hey, I know you. What's up, JP? And you're like, hey. And you just kept walking. You kind of hurt my heart, man.
I mean, didn't I say what's up? I was like, hey. Hey is what's up.
You kept walking.
When was this?
It was at the
there wasn't even
two.
A Caps game on Tuesday.
The game 2 versus the Canadians.
Game 2.
You were in the green NBC jacket.
Oh, that man know your jacket. You know your attire, Jake.
I have a blue NBC jacket.
Well, it might have been blue. But it was like listen. 15 minutes for face-off.
I may have had to hustle somewhere. But, yo, I'll say this. I generally try to always be polite, and I'm sorry if I was not polite. I would argue, though.
I disagree. I think it's rude as hell.
If I was like, hey, that's like, what's up? I don't know. We got to be open to interpretation.
You know what happened? He's taking it, if it ain't rude, it ain't right, to another level.
All right, let's get all the ones about me out of the way. Jeff on line 6 is also mad at me. Jeff, what's up? Jeff is gone. Cool. Bleep
Jeff
you, dude.
Fairfax?
Oh, Jeff is here.
Hello, Jeff.
Jeff in Fairfax. Hey, I'm here at the gas station. Now, listen, I guess, was it Monday or Tuesday, you're interviewing Mr. Harris about, you know, the stadium and this and that. Get your cliches correct. You said, I bet you had to jump through a lot of hurdles to get to where we are today. And you don't jump
over
hurdles. You jump over hurdles. You jump through hoops.
Appreciate you listening.
I did hear that, and I thought, like, did that sound a little off?
I want you to know I appreciate you listening, Jeff, at the gas station. Thanks for the call.
Jeff, thank you, because I did hear that. I'm like, that didn't sound
right. Is it worth pointing out the level of, like, frantic kind of movement to get that interview done, or nobody gets to know about that stuff?
But no. But remember I told you one time, I say, there are people that listen to everything I said. Jeff was one of them.
All right, lock the phones. We'll take these last
Jeff
three.
Jeff probably wrote that. I can't wait to call him Thursday.
thank you, Jeff. Los is in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Hey, JP pays favorites because when I saw him at the Caps game, he dabbed me up. He gave me an interview and all that. He held it down when I see him.
my standard is to say what's up or give a high five, whatever. So I sincerely feel bad.
His hand and all that. Like, he was so polite. Hey, man, listen.
If that dude is telling the truth, I feel bad, but I'm not sure he is. Anyway, Los, who you mad at?
I met all the Canadians fans out there, man. During those fan fests, they put OV jerseys on dummies and tackle them, smack them, burning Wilson jerseys. Hey, man, you guys are the original teams of the NHL. How about you start acting like it, you know?
I'm going to reach
Yeah, dude, that. They sucked. The Canadians fans were lame. And when they were cheering when Thompson was getting helped off the ice, that's
they booed our national anthem.
Yeah.
We were classy. We applauded this and sung some of it.
There is a lot going
Bastards.
On with, like, the national anthem situation. But one, don't boo it. And two, you never should be cheering a hurt player.
No, you should never do that.
Just so freaking lame. Good call, Los. Thank you. Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke, who you mad at?
Hey, first of all, I want to bleep all the ones that bleep you, JP. Look,
my guy,
leave
Zeke.
JP alone. There
yeah.
you go. Hey,
tell him.
Hey, everybody knows if you say yo or hey or what's up, that's acknowledging you. So move on. Keep it moving. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
But I also want to bleep the Congress, the council person that doesn't want a stadium. And I want to find out how can we
Hold on, Zeke.
Okay. That got to be a lot of fun right there.
Oh, my God.
He is banked, and he's doing Mach 1.
We're right next to Joint Base Andrews, and they're sending the fighter squadron over us. And this is
– Oh, wow.
F-22 Raptor.
I think they're listening to us, and they're showing us – they talk about us.
That was wild. All right, Zeke, what were you saying, bud? Sorry.
Yeah, no, maybe I thought not. I wanted to bleep the council – The council.
Hold on, Zeke. Hold on, Zeke.
Wow, that is American muscle right there. Zeke, we'll try one more time. What do you got? Oh, my God, dude. I wonder if the pilots are on the Odyssey app just messing with people. They're like, oh, Zeke ain't getting this one off. All right, Zeke, fire away.
All right. I want to bleep the council person that doesn't want a stadium in RFK. And I want to find out how we can eliminate them or put somebody else on that seat. I'm ready to run.
All right, Zeke.
You got my vote, Zeke. If you have the patience to sit through four fighter pilots flying over us, you've earned
it. Yeah, we want you.
I think with the council members and everything, there's a long way to go before the finish line. And I think – You know, the initial announcement versus where things land. Where things land is what matters, right? Thank you, Zeke.
Totally.
Appreciate you. Listen, I'm gonna go to this last call. This doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. I'm not expecting it to make a lot of sense. Comandante Tequila is on the line. Comandante, who are you mad at?
I'm mad at two people.
Okay.
One is my son. I got to go to a Saturday at UCLA showcase when I'm a Trojan fan. So I got to go do that this Saturday.
Tough.
And number two is Fluffy. You know, I don't need to wear a sign back of my shirt saying that too wide of a load.
Thank you, Commander.
Too wide of a load. They just say you need to stop being so fluffy. Did his wife buy that shirt?
That'd be. Thank you, Commander. Always appreciate you. Good luck to your son at UCLA.
Most people be happy that their kid got something to go on in the college. He pissed off because it wasn't at USC.
When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live on remote.
JP, I got breaking news.
Oh, snap.
On X.
Is it what I put into JP the thread?
JP Finley is afraid of squirrels.
People act like they like squirrels. I'm just saying the quiet part out
I'm
loud.
I'm not afraid of them.
I don't know that I'm afraid of squirrels, but I don't want to, like, hug one. I mean, I didn't jump.
JP, you're not a outdoorsman.
I think that's fairly – I don't know. I like golfing.
It's not an outdoorsman.
There's a number of things.
Yes, you are an outdoorsman because you stay off the fairway. You're always in the rough and the trees.
There's one actual thing of note to mention. And we might need I need somebody to help me understand this. The Caps just announced within the last 20 minutes or so, they recalled goalie Mitchell Gibson from Hershey. Mm-hmm. And in addition, they've sent Clay Stevenson to Hershey. Now, I assume Thompson and Lindgren are healthy.
Well, Thompson, nothing happened last night, right?
I mean, finished the game.
And I think Lindgren, he's been good the last time we saw him. I think they just got one for another. They sent one and got one away. Because they feel if they have to, they can bring boom.
I wonder if that is completely normal or a little out of the ordinary. To me, it seems a little out of the ordinary. But I don't know. Maybe White Brian can find an answer to that. In a moment or two here, we're going to be joined by Peter Rosenberg.
Because he's grinding all his life.
Exactly. He's probably like working his eighth job right now. But, you know, looking at tonight, B, I think that Knicks have an opportunity to try to close out that series with the Pistons. Is that tonight?
Yep, I think it is. I know they're up 3-2 because they lost the last game.
Yeah, so Knicks-Pistons is 7:30 in Detroit. Detroit's really kind of gotten screwed twice in that series. Josh Hart fouled the dude that they just didn't call.
He fouled him, but you know what, though? I hate when people do that, though, Jay. You know how many calls in the game was missed prior to that?
Yeah.
And finally, the league comes and say, oh, we made a mistake. Come on, dog. Y'all make mistakes like every other damn call.
All right. Well, Peter Rosenberg joining us now. ESPN
What's up,
New York, WWE.
Yo.
More than I can even think of. What would the reaction be in New York if I said that I think the Pistons have been screwed out of at least one win in this series?
I think people would agree. I think people would agree that the end of the game Sunday was no question a missed call. I don't know if anyone would agree with looking at it in those terms, though, on account of like the back and forth of people being screwed. So like the refs have now put themselves in a pickle of where they let things go, then they make up for it, then they make up for it the other way.
Yeah, I hate that.
Because, like, the call, Josh Hart clearly made contact at the end of that game. The problem is, for 47 minutes, you didn't want to call it that way. So, guess what? Now there's a little light contact at the end of the game. It absolutely disrupted the shot. If I was a Pistons fan, I'd be red hot. But it was kind of consistent with how they called the day that day. The bigger piece is, though, I think they just missed it. I just think the angle the ref had on the floor, I think it wasn't clear that the contact was there, and then the replay, it was super clear. But I don't think many people would fight that one game clearly was, you know, a tough way to lose for the Pistons.
If we go back and watch everything from multiple angles, we could change every play out there. But this is what I don't like about shooters today in this day and age. A shooter can go, they can jump into you and the foul's on you. Who initiated contact? The shooter, right? So that foul, Josh did touch him. But he also leaned to where Josh was jumping to. You know, so I just think
you're supposed to have room to land.
Yeah, that's the land. He didn't land. He jumped and he hit him in the air as he was going by. The guy made sure he made contact with him. The NBA is so screwed up with their calling, it kills me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, Brunson is a master of drawing fouls.
Yes, yes.
And he no question uses the tactic that you're referring to right now. He's very, very good at it. So, yeah, man, it is what it is. But the bottom line is this Knicks team, bro, their inability to close out the other day, you know, it just seems like when they get deep in a game, even though they have, like, maybe the most clutch player in the sport in Jalen Brunson, first of all, how is Thibodeau not able to get Brunson on the floor for those last 2 minutes of the game? The will they, won't they, in terms of moving on from Thibodeau, which like is a huge conversation, and it's kind of a crazy conversation when you think about his winning percentage. But like then moments like that happen, and I go, and listen, I don't think they should move on from the guy, but he certainly gives people a lot of ammo when you do things like you're unable to stop the clock and get your best damn player in the game at the end of the game.
Yeah, he seemed to have no offensive prowess. All his stuff is all about defense.
And effort.
But in the NBA today, you win by scoring. You don't win by just going out there playing defense.
To me, Thibodeau, even when he was with Chicago and Derrick Rose and those teams, he has really good regular season records because he demands defense and effort from his players, and a lot of NBA teams just don't deliver that night in and night out, yeah. and his teams do. But it then you saw this in Chicago, and I think you're seeing it with the Knicks now. It inflates expectations for the records because they're winning 50 games, 55 games, and then you get to the playoffs where everybody's trying hard, and it's like, oh, wait, these guys aren't that good. I don't, Peter, you're watching the Knicks more closely, but I feel like that's been like a trend with Thibodeau.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, that I think that is a trend. You know, he eats a lot of criticism for running his teams too hard. I think that's a little bit unfair. I think there's a narrative there because, you know, Derrick Rose was always hurt, that like Tom Thibodeau kills his players. I don't think that's true. I do think it's true though that like he has the ability to get you to crush it during the regular season, but he's yet to prove that when it's big boy time. You know, except for when he was an assistant for the Celtics, you know, he hasn't been able to do it on his own. So they obviously need to win this series. I think if they win this series, he avoids any problems this offseason. But, like, more than that, you know, the Knicks were very good last year, and I understand they got a little bit softer by losing Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, and Julius Randle. But they should be able to at least play some games with the Celtics if they get out of this round. Like, I don't think they could just go and get completely washed. It can't look like the Orlando-Boston series. They got to be able to play with the Celtics a bit too. And they should be able to. They have some very good players on this team. But, yeah, they have looked lost basically most of the last month or so.
They have. We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Peter joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Peter's in New York doing ESPN. He's doing WWE. He's doing all sorts of stuff. But
I'm on Hot Take tomorrow, by the way.
Uh-oh, First Take, Peter Rosenberg and Stephen A. Dude, but I know where your heart is, and it's with the burgundy and gold. I'm curious. I wanted to talk Knicks because the game is tonight, but I got to get – I know we texted about this, but I want you to be able to share with your hometown kind of your reaction to seeing the RFK news. Certainly nothing's locked in or done deal, but there's a lot of momentum, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. This is it's amazing news. It's like, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, continue to, like, get my hopes up about the future, but, man, the hits keep on coming. Like,
yeah.
These are just – and it's just – I if this ain't good karma, you know, I don't know what is. It just seems like the witch is dead. I've said it many times on the show, man. The witch is dead, and things are going the right direction. This is – I had a conversation with friends this week about – going in on season tickets. And, you know, I think I've told you guys this before. When my name came up on the list in the, whenever it was, 2010, something like that, you know how fast I passed?
Yeah.
Like, when I was a little kid, I promised myself, like, when I'm a grown-up and I get the chance, I am going to get season tickets. And then the moment came, and I was like, I am not getting season tickets to see this team. And now I think there's every reason to think I would go in on season tickets. Like, who wouldn't want it? Coming from New York, and obviously there's so many people like me, right, who are fans here in New York, who wouldn't want to come down 4 or 5 times a year to D.C. to see this team play in the renderings of the building that we've seen? Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I know this group of people who had a suite. Now this week got 40 seats in it. They decided to go bigger because people are excited about what's out there, you know. And you don't mind spending your money when you're getting something in return.
I
don't think people thought they were getting stuff in return previously.
Well, just to continue that thought, B, think about the home games last year. If it wasn't a last-second win, it was generally an ass-kicking. They had one. They lose once at home to Dallas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the only real disappointment, I would say, because the Ravens lost, and they lost to the Steelers, but that was – it wasn't great. You don't want to lose, but it wasn't a blowout. It came down to the wire. The people that went to Commanders games last year, they almost had a blast at every game, down to the wire or a blowout, and I guess they lost twice at home.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy to think about that, too.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I also think on the flip side of that coin, I will say this. it is possible our record was a bit inflated by those last minute wins too, right? Like that is on the table. That a couple of those games go the other direction and maybe we don't feel as great as we feel. But the bottom line is it landed how it landed, and it doesn't change the fact that we went into Detroit in the second week of the playoffs and kicked their ass. It doesn't change that. So yeah, it was amazing. You know, I went for a game. I wasn't hurt by that. The Dallas loss at home was a stinger, but in general, nah, man, this team is bringing a lot of joy. And I wasn't super dialed in on draft day, but when I looked and saw what they did, I was generally pleased with it. They just seem to be buttoned up, man, and hopefully this deal gets done. I'm like, I understand. I listened to your guys' show yesterday and have been reading a bit about the controversy. To me, this doesn't seem like anything beyond what there always is when a stadium is getting built. But
I tend
like,
to agree with you.
If they're going to put up $2.7 billion of it, listen, obviously it's going to cost taxpayers and in addition to that, but as long as they're putting up their due, I really feel like of all the things we as taxpayers get forced to spend our money on, this is one that will bring people personal joy and incredible benefit to the community. I mean, as B. Mitch mentioned yesterday, he referenced the idea of Beyonce being there. Like, if Beyonce was in that building this summer instead of FedEx or whatever the hell it's called, Northwell Trust West Bank, I'd be going home for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that,
right.
it becomes such a destination for so many things. Plus, the Super Bowl alone is going to make so much money for the city.
Totally.
So, to me, you know, without knowing every single political detail, this just feels like something that has to happen.
Peter, last thing for me. So, you've been doing radio a long time. B. Mitch and I are at a remote right now at the Rood Employee Appreciation Picnic. Rood's a great partner of ours, and we're really enjoying just hanging out here. But I'm speaking in the same voice I've been speaking in pretty much throughout the day because, Peter, I wanted to point out to you they have awesome barbecue here, ribs, brisket, pulled pork, and our remote engineer ate so much that he's now currently asleep. And I want – oh, that woke him right up. There we go.
No.
And then our buddy that we invited will sleep as well.
Yo, the ribs are hitting out here, Peter. It's like Thanksgiving when the tryptophan hits, man.
Yo, he was – until that moment, he was literally sleeping with the heads on.
Yeah. I plead the fifth. Yo.
I think we got pictures.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate you making time for us.
Later, boys.
All right, bro.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.
Boy.
We come out closing out the day from the Rood Employee Appreciation Picnic, and we got to make some bets.
Let's go, baby.
If you're at a driving range and the balls come out into the bucket, that's what that sounded like. Can't stand it. B. Mitch and Finlay, 106.7 The Fan, shutting down the day here at the Rood Employee Appreciation Picnic. A lot of great food, ribs, brisket, pulled pork, coleslaw. You know your boy loves coleslaw. Did you get any of that slaw, B?
No, I'm not a slaw guy.
It was banging, dog.
Get you some more.
You know what the low-carb pulled pork sandwich is? You just eschew the bread and just get pulled pork and coleslaw and mix it up.
That can't be good.
It's like a pulled pork salad.
That cannot be good.
Pulled pork coleslaw salad. Ahmed has had so much brisket that he cannot move. He only occasionally tips his head back.
His eyes are very heavy, too. I haven't been sleeping like hell over there.
I got information. I said, I pointed out that the Capitals played a little swap with their third string goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that knows things texted me. Caps usually carry a third goalie. This is just a swap of the goalie to head back to Hershey for the Hershey Bears playoffs. They almost always have the third goalie go out for early practice with the healthy scratches. Not a big deal. He went on to say, Stevenson is the better goalie. They're sending him down to win playoff games for Hershey. The kid they're bringing up hasn't played in the NHL. This way they let him get some NHL practice time. If something was to happen, expect another goalie swap.
All right.
There's your information. Folks, information for life. Now,
yeah, because think about it. If something happens and you need Stevenson up here, he's going to be up here instead of down there.
I said askew, landfill, and now I'd like to say let's make some bets.
Say it was heard here first.
This day has flown by.
Yeah, because you're outside. It's fun. Not in that damn prison cell studio.
It is. It has been a quite pleasant outdoor day. Beautiful, beautiful day. We've had the jets flying over. We've had the bombers. Whenever you're near Joint Base Andrews, you are reminded of
how powerful
the powerful, and you can't help but feel some sense of patriotism seeing those planes fly around.
Hell yeah!
And the men and women that put the
work
in. I was
hoping one of the bombers, the stealth bombers, come across here.
It was cool.
That thing is scary.
Yo, that one, the first one that showed up and was gigantic. We're gonna get off topic here. White Brian, what's up with the bets?
Landfill and Jeff lost yesterday. Everyone else won.
How did they lose? I thought we all took the Caps to win.
But they picked people to score that didn't score.
Ooh.
Yeah, lose. Jeff had Strom. Landfill
that was
had
forced upon us, though.
Yeah, but we all did it, so it was fair.
It's forced upon us.
So Jeff,
you could have picked Ovi.
Yeah, or Chitrin. All right, Jeff, you picked then since you lost last night.
All right, I'm going with Luke Humphreys and Chris Michael Van Gerwen.
Ooh.
Darts?
Darts, baby.
Oh, my
Lord. Professional dart, professional league of darts.
All right, who's got what?
Nuggets.
Sweet and sour sauce.
What is it, 3-2? 3-2?
Yeah, they could close it out.
And they're playing where, in Denver or in L.A.?
L.A.
Give me the Clippers with the points.
I wish I could. Is AD is Kings Oilers 2-2 or 3-2? Is Kings Oilers 2-2 or 3-2? All right, I got a parlay, baby. Actually, no, I don't. I've been hot on hockey. I'm sticking on hockey. For the record, I like the Pistons to win tonight, but I'm going to take Edmonton. I'm taking the Oilers. I'm taking the Oilers to close out that series tonight. In the Oil City. What about you, Landini?
I'm taking the Pistons.
All right. Landville on the same track.
There you go, Philly.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Doc Walker for joining us. Thank you to Al Koken for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in, even the people that called in just to personally insult me.
Yeah.
Big thank you to everybody at Rude and T-Stats. We've had a blast out here. Been really fun getting to hang out with a bunch of listeners, eat a bunch of great food. Shout out to Gouda's Barbecue.
Way to go, Pat Price.
Pat Price, well done. This has been a really fun afternoon. B, what is it they say if it ain't rude?
It ain't right.
You're damn right.
Deuces.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a root beer. That might be my new workaround.